Welcome to a survey of the New Testament.
Wilujeng sumping ka panalungtikan perjanjian anyar.
For many years I've had the privilege of teaching the Word of God.
Salamimang taun-taun abdi kenging hak khusus kanggo ngajarkeun dawuhan Allah.
In fact, it began when I was very young.
Patana abdi tingawetan waktu abdi masih ngora.
As I was first of all taught the Word of God by my parents.
Waktu abdi ngawetan diajar dawuhan Allah ti sepuh abdi.
And I was asked to memorize Scripture.
Terang abdi dipewara ngapalkan ayat kitab suci.
Now, I didn't understand the importance of doing that, but I sure liked the gifts and prizes I won by doing it.
Ayeuna abdi teu ngartos penting na hal eta, tapi abdi resep pamasihan tinu hadiah, perantos dikengingkeun ngalangkungan.
But after a while, I discovered that memorizing God's word is much more important than getting candy for doing so, but it changed my life.
Tapi perantos beralami abdi mendakan jen ngapalkeun dawuhan Allah jauh leuwih penting tibatan ngengingkeun permen, ngapalkeun anu perantos torobi.
So the Lord began to give opportunity then to give away that which I had received.
Alangawitan masihan kesempatan terus masihan kabatur naon anu parantos dicampi ku abdi.
And so for the last about 20 to 25 years I've had the privilege of teaching the Bible.
Penginten 20 dugi ka 25 taun abdi kenging ngawulang kitab suci.
And in most recently it's been the privilege I've had of speaking to people of different countries and different nations.
Nyar ieu nya eta haknya geuskeun ka jalmi-jalmi di negara sang tiseler bangsa.
And I am impressed with God's word.
Abdi kecida herana karena dawuhan Allah.
It's like no other book.
Gaya buku nusanes.
And so as we begin to look into these books of the New Testament,
tos kitu urang ngamimitian nelaah kitab-kitab perjanjiannya anyar ieu.
I would like to take some time to talk about the nature of the Bible.
Abdi gembira urang nyandak waktos kanggo nyarioskeun ngeunaan sifat kitab suci.
How does God reveal himself?
Kumaha Allah ningalikeun salirana?
God reveals himself like every one of us reveal ourselves.
Allah ningalikeun salirana sapertos urang ningalikeun diri urang.
How will you get to know who I am?
Kumaha sareuk tiasa wanoh saha abdi?
By two things.
Ngarangkuan dua hal.
By what I say.
Ngarangkuan anu ku abdi dicaraskeun.
And by what I do.
Sareng ngarangkungan anu ku abdi pidama.
And God is the same way.
Allah ge sami.
He speaks.
Mantena ngalika.
He acts.
Mantena barang damel.
And that's how we get to know who God is.
Ieu mangrupi kumaha anu wanoh saha Allah.
And in the word of God, we have a record of God's words and God's deeds.
Di lebet dawuhan Allah urang ngagaduhan hiji ngeunaan dawuhan Allah sadaya padamelanana.
And it's amazing revelation.
Ieu teh nyaeta wahyu nu marakeran.
How he reveals his great mighty divine power.
Pamantenan ningali kaagungan kakawasaan kawasa ilahina.
We see his handiwork in creation.
Urang ningali padamelan pananganana dina ciptaanana.
Ah, but we see his heart in salvation.
Namun urang tiasa ningali manahna dina kasalametan.
As he reveals not only his mightiness,
terang mantena sanes mung ningali kakawasaanana,
but his mercy,
tapi oge kaanugrahna.
And we'll see that in the New Testament.
Terang urang baris ningali eta dina perjanjian anyar,
which is focused on his son Jesus Christ.
Magaduhan fokus ka putrana Yesus Kristus.
Let me talk a minute about the Bible.
Mangga urang kitab suci dina waktu samenit.
It's a unique book.
Ieu mangrupi hiji kitab anu langka.
It's like no other book.
Ieu teh nu sapertos kitab sanesna.
Because it's the word of God.
Kumargi ieu teh dawuhan Allah.
It comes from him.
Biasana ti mantenna.
It doesn't come from us.
Biasana sanes ti urang.
When holy men of old spoke, they were moved by God's spirit, not by their spirit.
Atos jami-jami suci perjanjian lawasnya rias maranehna digerakkeun ku roh Allah sanes ku roh maranehna.
God was speaking.
Allah nuju ngandika.
He was the originator.
Antenna nu ngawitan.
It's like Juan and myself.
Ia seperti Yuan sareng diri abdi nyalira.
God speaks.
Allah ngandika.
No, I'm not saying I'm God.
Moal kami moal ngomong kami.
But I'm the originator of what's being said.
Tapi abdi rek ngamimitian naon anu dicarioskeun.
And what I say, he then communicates.
Sareng naon ku abdi dicarioskeun lajeng mantenna ngandika.
In words that he chooses.
Dicariosan-cariosan nu dipilihna.
Which is Spanish.
Nyaeta bahasa Spanyol.
And it makes sense to the people who understand that language.
Sareng ieu dipikaros ku jalmi-jalmi nu ngartos kana bahasa eta.
So you see, the Bible is the word of God.
Yang saderek ningali kitab suci nyaeta dawuhan Allah.
But it comes through the words of men who live in history. And an amazing thing is that God trusts that His word will get through. And so you're going to hear voices speaking. You'll hear my voice. You'll hear a voice speaking it in your language.
Saderek baris ngadangu hiji swanten dina bahasa saderek.
But you're going to hear God talk.
Tapi saderek baris ngadangu Allah nu ngandika.
Now this is the written word of God.
Ayeuna teh dawuhan Allah nu diserat.
We want to hear God speak to us.
Urang bade ngadangu Allah ngandika.
So the Bible is at the same time a divine and human book.
Kitab suci dina waktu anu sami hiji kitab ilahi sareng manusia.
As certainly as Jesus Christ is at one time both divine and human.
Pasti seperti Yesus Kristus ayah sekaligus selaku Allah atrampi manusia.
For He's the living word.
Kumargi anjeunna eta dawuhan anu hirup.
And we're going to study the written word.
Urang bade ngawitan.
That speaks about the living word.
Diajar dawuhan anu ditulis sareng nyarioskeun ngeunaan dawuhan anu hirup.
Now why was the Bible written?
Nah, ayeuna kitab suci diserat.
To understand the Bible, we need to understand why it was written.
Baris ngartos kitab suci, urang kedah ngartos naha make ditulis.
Let's turn to the book of 2 Timothy.
Mangatingali dina kitab 2 Timotius.
And look at verses 14 and 15 in chapter 3.
Ayat-ayatna ayat 14, 15, sareng pasal 3.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15.
2 Timotius pasal 3 ayat 14 sareng 15.
But as for you, Timothy, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it.
Kayaktian anu ku hidup enggeus kat saking tur geus jadi kayakinan saking terus bari kudu eling kana merena.
And how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
Ingat dileuleutik hidup geus diajar kitab suci anu ngalantarankeun hidup hidup boga pangarti jeung nungtun kana kasalametan ngadatangkeun iman hidup ka Kristus Yesus.
Why was the Bible written?
Nah, kitab suci diserat.
To make us wise unto science.
Kanggo supaya urang terang kana pangajaran.
No, it may border on things that science talks about, but that's not why.
Oh, panginten hal-hal nu dibahas ku pengajaran tapi sanes nu sababna.
To make us wise to history, Jewish history.
Kanggo supaya urang terang sejarah Yahudi.
Yes, it talks about Jewish history, but that's not the purpose.
Ieu teh nyarioskeun ngeunaan sejarah Yahudi tapi sanes eta tujuanna mah.
What does it say in verse 15?
Naonu dicarioskeunana dina ayat 15.
To make us wise unto salvation which comes through faith in Christ Jesus.
Nungtun kana kasalametan ngadatangkeun iman hidup ka Kristus Yesus.
And what Bible did Timothy have that Paul was talking about?
Kitab suci naon anu kapimilih ku Timotius nu dicarioskeun ka Paulus?
He had the Old Testament.
Anjeunna ngagaduhan Perjanjian Lawas.
Which is designed to make people wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
Nu digambar kanggo ngartos kasalametan ngalangkungan iman di lebet Kristus Yesus.
Now, if the Old Testament can do that, how much more the New Testament, where Jesus Christ is the major focus?
Ayeuna upami Perjanjian Lawas tiasa midamel eta komo deui Perjanjian Anyar di mana Yesus Kristus janten fokus nu utami.
Now that's the first and most important reason for Scripture.
Ieu anu janten alesan dawuhan Allah anu ngawitan sareng paling penting.
To save us.
Kanggo nyelametkeun urang.
By introducing us to Jesus Christ in whom we place our trust.
Ngalangkungan ngenalkeun Yesus Kristus ka urang, ka saha urang nempatkeun kapercayaan urang.
But there's another reason for Scripture.
Tapi aya alesan sanes kanggo dawuhan Allah.
Let's look at the next two verses.
Ngaurang tingali dua rayat salajengna.
Verse 16 and 17.
Ayat 16 sareng 17.
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
Dari sini kitab suci kabeh oge wahyu ti Allah kena pisan pikeun ngadegeun, kayaktian pikeun ngawuruk, pikeun nudukeun kesalahan, pikeun ngomean tinggal laku. Kanggo naon tujuanana?
Look at verse 17.
Mangatingali ayat 17.
So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Bikin ngalengkepan pengerti jelema-jelema jaradi abdi Allah supaya marahnya bisa ngalampakeun ka pagawean made.
Once we've come to faith in Christ,
sekali urang ngagaduhan iman ka Kristus,
then the word of God can equip us for every good work.
Lajeng ngadawuh Allah tiasa ngalengkepan urang kanggo satiap padamelan sae.
And therefore the word of God has something to say to us throughout our lifetime.
Kukituna dawuhan Allah ngagaduhan hiji hal kanggo dicarioskeun ka urang
saumur hidup. We always need to be equipped for good works.
Urang masih kedah dilengkepan kanggo satiap barang damel nu sae.
And notice how this happens.
Sareng memperhatikeun kumaha ieu tiasa kajantenan.
Through teaching us what is the truth.
Nalangkungan ngajar ka urang naon anu leres.
Through rebuking us and showing us where we are wrong.
Nalangkungan nuduhkeun kasalahan sareng nuduhkeun ka urang di mana salahna urang.
And then correcting us and showing us how to do it right.
Teras ngalereskeun kalakuan urang sareng nuduhkeun ka urang kumaha mindaman anu leres.
And then we are trained in rightness, right relationships.
Sareng teras urang dilatih dina babeneran dina hubungan anu leres.
How to love God totally.
Kumaha kasihna Allah sapinuhna?
With all our heart, soul, mind and strength.
Sapinuh hate, pikiran, jiwa sareng kakiatan.
And how to love our neighbors as ourselves.
Sareng kumaha mikasihna tatangga urang sapertos ka diri urang nyalira?
Those are the good works.
Ieu padamelan-padamelan usae.
That's why the Bible was written.
Sababna naha kitab suci diserat.
To make us wise unto salvation.
Kanggo ngadalem urang terang ngeunaan kaslametan.
And then to equip us for every good work.
Sareng teras ngalengkepan urang kanggo satiap padamelan usae.
What a great book.
Ajaib pisan kitab teh.
This is no academic exercise.
Gaya pelatihan akademis.
I have a dear brother in perhaps some of the countries that you live in.
Abdi gaduh rakan pamegat panginten di sabeberapa negara nu dilinggihan ku sadaya.
He travels in Africa.
Anjeunna sok meos ka Afrika.
And he said, "My Bible."
Sareng anjeunna nyaros kitab suci abdi.
It kicks me.
Najong abdi.
What was he saying?
Naon anu dicaroskeun ku anjeunna?
It touches me and changes my life.
Kitab suci ngajamah abdi sareng ngarobi hurup abdi.
And I can testify to this.
Sareng abdi tiasa ningali hal ieu.
My life has been transformed by the word of God.
Hirup abdi parantos dirobih ku dawuhan Allah.
And so is yours.
Sareng kitu oge hirup sadaya.
You've come to faith in Jesus Christ.
Sareng parantos ngagaduhan iman di lebet Yesus Kristus.
Because of the message of this book.
Kumargi amanat buku ieu.
And now we want to be equipped for every good work.
Sareng ayeuna urang bade dilengkepan kanggo setiap padamelan usae.
That's the purpose of the Bible.
Eta tujuan kitab suci.
A divine human book.
Kitab ilahi manusia.
To save us.
Kanggo nyelametkeun urang.
Through faith in Christ.
Ngalangkungan iman ka Kristus.
And then to equip us to do good works.
Sareng kanggo ngalengkepan urang dina ngadalan padamelan usae.
Good works which makes it easy for other people to want to believe in Jesus Christ.
Padamelan anu sae nu ngadamel jalmi sanes hoyong percanten ka Yesus Kristus.
I love what Mrs. Billy Graham has said.
Abdi resep kana naon Billy Graham saroskeun.
Christians are people who make it easy to believe in Jesus.
Jalmi-jalmi Kristen nyata jalmi-jalmi anu ngajadikeun gampang kanggo percanten ka Yesus.
Are we not the salt of the earth?
Apan urang teh uyahna ieuna dunya?
Should we not make people thirsty for the Savior?
Na urang teh sakedahna urang ngadamel jalmi-jalmi naang ka juru selamat.
That's why good works are so important.
Eta sababna nah padamelan damelan usai sakedahna.
Many times before we encounter the word of God written, we encounter the word of God being lived out through people's lives.
Kumargi seueur pisan sateuacanna urang ningali dawuhan Allah nu diserat. Urang ningali dawuhan Allah nu dihirupkeun ngalangkungan kahirupan jalmi-jalmi.
Let's talk for a moment now about the foundation of the New Testament.
Mangga urang nyarioskeun sakedap ngeunaan dasar dari ti perjanjian anyar.
It's called a New Testament.
Ieu teh disebut hiji perjanjian anyar.
That word testament is a word that means a covenant.
Kecap perjanjian nyaeta hiji kecap anu hartosna teh ikatan.
An agreement.
Hiji kesepakatan.
An agreement between God and men.
Hiji kesepakatan antara Allah sareng manusia.
There's an old agreement and a new agreement.
Aya kesepakatan nu lami sareng kesepakatan nu anyar.
And the new agreement is based on the old agreement.
Dan kesepakatan engal numutkeun kesepakatan ulami.
Let me talk a little bit about the old agreement first.
Mangga urang bahas sakedik ngeunaan kesepakatan ulami.
It's the foundation of the new agreement.
Yeuh teh mangrupi dasar tina kesepakatan engal.
God basically promised three things.
Secara prinsip Allah ngajanjikeun tilu hal.
This is his covenant.
Ieu perjanjianna.
It started with Abraham.
Eta dimimitian ku Ibrahim.
I will be your God.
Dibaris ngajadi Allah maneh.
In Genesis 17, God speaks to Abraham.
Kejadian 17, Allah nyarios ka Ibrahim.
Who lived in a city in Ur of the Chaldees, which is modern day Iraq.
Nu cicing di kota Ur di Kasdim, nu ayeuna nyaeta negara Irak.
And there were many gods.
Sareng didinya aya seueur dewa.
He speaks to Abraham and says, leave town.
Anjeunna nyarios ka Ibrahim sareng nyarios indit ti nagri maneh.
Amazing thing is that he knew he was supposed to obey.
Hal nu paling pidamel heran nyaeta waktu anjeunna terang kadatang.
And he made a 1500 mile journey to what we know today as Israel or Palestine.
Sareng anjeunna midamel perjalanan 1500 mil ka nagri anu terang di jaman ayeuna mah Israel.
And there God made this promise, this agreement with Abraham.
Sareng didinya Allah nempatan janjina kesepakatan ieu sareng Ibrahim.
I'm going to be your God, Abraham.
Kami baris ngajadi Allah maneh Ibrahim.
And I'm going to be God to your descendants.
Kami baris jadi Allah anu turunan maneh.
See, God only knows how to do one thing.
Tingali Allah mung terang kumaha caranana
ngaraksakeunal
ieu. Mantenna mung terang kumaha jang
Allah. He's not good at doing anything else than being God.
Mantenna nu pinter ngalakukeun sanes leuan ti Allah.
I'm going to be your God, Abraham.
Kami baris jadi Allah mana, Ibrahim?
I'm going to be the one that to whom you will give allegiance.
Kami baris jadi hiji-hijina sahaku anjeun baris satya.
And so he begins to reveal himself through his words and his actions to Abraham.
Mantena ngawitan nunjukkeun dirina ngalangkungan dawuhanna sareng sagala padamelan ka Ibrahim.
This is the God that has created the heavens and the earth.
Ieu teh Allah nu parantos nyiptakeun surga sareng bumi.
How he longs to be God to those that he has made for himself.
Mantena yong pisan janten Allah maranena nu parantos mantena ciptakeun kanggo dirina nyaeta.
And so the second part of his agreement or his covenant is, I will not only be your God, you will be my people.
Kasapakatanana dinu perjanjian eta kami mung jadi Allah maneh, maneh baris jadi umat kami.
You see, the God who's revealed himself in Scripture is different than all other gods.
Saderek ningali Allah nu ningali dirina dina kitab suci anu benten ti sadaya lalah sanes.
He wants to relate to his creation.
Mantena yeung ngagaduan hubungan secara cipta sareng ciptaanana.
He's not satisfied with just kind of being a remote, removed God.
Mantena teu sugema upami janten sajenis sareng Allah anu ti isin nyalira.
No, he's a father.
Sanes mantena nyaeta saurang bapa.
He wants a relationship with his children.
Mantena mikah yeung hubungan sareng anak-anakna.
I will be your God.
Kami baris jadi Allah maneh.
I'll be your head.
Kami baris janten masta ka maneh.
I'll guide you.
Kami baris janten bimbingan maneh.
You can trust me.
Maneh bisa percaya ka abdi.
Now, you be my people.
Ayeuna maneh teh umat kami.
And so he called them into a contract, into a covenant.
Mantena geroan maraneh kalebet hiji kontrak, kalebet hiji perjanjian.
And if you are going to be my people,
sareng upami anjeunna jadi umat kami,
then he revealed very clearly in the book of Exodus.
Lajeng mantena ningali jelas pisan dina kitab Keluaran.
Here's how we live in my family.
Ieu cara urang hirup dina keluarga kami.
And he gave them the commandments.
Sareng mantena masihan maranehna parentah-parentah.
So first of all, I'll be God to you.
Jadi nu ngawetan kami baris jadi Allah maneh.
Because I want you to be my people.
Umargi kami hoyong maneh janten umat kami.
And here's the third part of his covenant, his agreement.
Sareng ieu teh bagian katilu tina perjanjian nu kapasapakatan.
I am going to live with you. I'm going to dwell with you.
Kami baris hirup barengan jeung maneh, kami baris cicing di jero maneh.
When God led his people out of bondage, out of Egypt.
Waktu salah ngabebaskan umatna tina belenggu kaluar tu Mesir.
More important than find the land in which they were to live.
Lebih penting tibatan nginggen tanah di mana maranehna baris cicing.
was to have a divine meeting appointment with God at Mount Sinai.
Eta ngayakeun hiji riungan ilahi perjanjian sareng Allah di Gunung Sinai.
And there it was that God entered into this agreement with his people.
Sareng ieu teh Allah anu ngalebetkeun perjanjian ka umatna.
And a major focus of this agreement was that God was going to be central in the life of his people.
Sareng fokus utami tina perjanjian ieu nyaeta Allah baris ngajadi pusat dilebet kehidupan umatna.
There was to be a tent of meeting.
Jadinya aya hiji tenda kanggo ngariung.
Where God would meet with his people.
Di mana Allah papendak sareng umatna.
No absentee God.
Daya Allah nu absen.
Like all the gods of the nations.
Kapertos dewa bangsa-bangsa.
This was a different God.
Ieu teh nyaeta Allah baranes.
He was going to be a father to his children.
Mantena baris janten bapa ti barudakna.
And not an absentee father.
Sareng sanes bapa nu absen.
He is going to live with them.
Mantena baris hirup sareng maranena.
And be the very center of their life.
Sareng janten puseur hirup maranena.
That was the purpose of the contract.
Eta mangrupi tujuan perjanjian ieu.
That they might love him then with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Maranena mikanya mantena sapinuh hate jiwa pikiran jeung kakuatan.
And then learn to love others as they love themselves.
Sareng diajar mikanya jalmi-jalmi sanes saperta mikanya ka dirinya
nyalira. This is the God of the Bible.
Ieu teh Allah dina kitab suci.
This is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ieu teh Allah sareng Bapa ti Pangeran urang Yesus Kristus.
This is his covenant.
Ieu teh perjanjianana.
Ah, but something went wrong.
Tapi hiji hal ngawitan nyimpang.
The Creator God.
Allah nu nyiptakeun.
Father to his people.
Bapa ka umatna.
Guaranteeing them blessing if they'll just obey.
Ngajamin berkah-berkah maranena upama maranena taat.
Ah, but they did what our children do.
Tapi maranena midamal naon ku barudak urang pidamal.
They didn't obey.
Maranena teu taat.
They did it their own way.
Maranena ngalakukeun hal ku eta cara maranena
nyarita. All these things were given to them as a gift.
Sareng hal-hal ieu dipasihkeun ka maranena dina wujud masihkeun.
But they chose to do it their own way.
Tapi maranena malih ngalakukeun ku cara maranena nyarita.
And rather than following the commandments,
sareng tibatan ngiring parentah-parentah,
they began to follow their own ideas.
Maranena ngiring ide-ide maranena sorangan.
They began to follow other gods.
Maranena mimiti ngiringan dewa-dewa sanes.
They broke the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Maranena ngalanggar perintah ka hiji tong aya di marane Allah saja
yang dihargani. This was the God that brought them out of Egypt. How could they do that?
Ieu teh Allah nu nyandak maranena kaluar ti Mesir, kumaha maranena bisa ngalakukeun eta?
There's a problem here.
Aya masalah di dieu.
It takes us way back to the beginning of time.
Inyandak urang uyi deui kana jaman wiwitan.
When our first parents, Adam and Eve, did the same thing.
Waktu sepuh urang ngawitan Adam sareng Hawa ngalakukeun hal nu sami.
There, God, the true and living Creator, was their father.
Allah maranehna nu nyiptakeun nu leres sareng hirupnya eta bapa maranehna.
They were created in His image.
Maranehna diciptakeun numutkeun gambarna.
Made for intimate fellowship with Him.
Adama riwangan nu raket sareng anjeunna.
Yet they had their own agenda.
Nyamureun kami nu ngagaduhan kagiatanna leuwih.
And they ate of the fruit of the tree.
Sareng maranehna tuang buah eta tangkal.
And that was the only tree they were to eat of.
Sareng eta hiji-hijina tangkal di mana maranehna teu kenging
nuangna. All the other trees they could eat of.
Kadaya tangkal nu sanesna tiasa ditadana.
But they chose to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Tapi maranehna milih neda buah tangkal ngeunaan pengetahuan nu hade jeung goreng.
And they hurt God's feelings.
Sareng manehna nganyinyeri manah Allah.
They wounded his heart.
Maranehna nganyinyeri manah Allah.
They removed themselves from intimate fellowship.
Maranehna nyingkirkeun diri maranehna nyalira ti riungan raket.
And so it is that mankind began to follow that example.
Sarengnya kitu manusia mimiti ngiring contos eta.
And the children of Israel did it too.
Sareng barudak Israel oge midamal eta.
They broke the covenant.
Maranehna ngalanggar perjanjian eta.
Why do we do that?
Nah, manehna ngaralaksanakeun eta.
There's something wrong somewhere.
Aya hiji hal nu salah di hiji tempat.
It's called sin.
Ieu teh disebut dosa.
That's why God wants us to love and know him.
Eta sababna Allah hoyong urang mikaasih sareng wanoh ka anjeunna.
Because sin is so destructive.
Margi dosa sakitu rusakna.
And so it was out of his loving heart that he wanted to enter into a relationship through a covenant, an agreement with the people of Israel.
Ia keluar di mana nupinu asih di mana mantan nahoyong alabetan hiji hubungan ngalangkungan hiji perjanjian hiji kesepakatan sarang umat saya.
Let me use this chart over here to illustrate this.
Abdi nganggo grafik ieu nganggo ngagambar kenana.
Here's the old covenant.
Ia ayat perjanjian lawas.
It begins with God's creative power.
Ita kawitan kawas Allah nu kreatif nganggo nyiptakeun.
Who created the heavens and the earth.
Nu nyiptakeun surga sang bumi.
Everything started so well.
Segala oge dikawitan sakitu saya.
Then something went wrong.
Rengawitan nyimpang.
There comes a narrowing down.
Sareng aya nu ngaalitan.
Of what God had in mind.
Naon wae Allah gaduh di lebet pikiran.
And the whole world began to turn in rebellion against their creator.
Kulia dunia ngawitan ngalawan kaciptaan maranehanana.
And God sent the flood.
Sareng Allah ngirimkeun saibah.
And reduced the world's population to just 8 people.
Ngurangan jumlah masyarakat dunia dugi ka janten 8 urang.
And in a sense started all over again.
Dang dilebeti hartos anu ngawitan sadayana deui.
Then came the 70 nations out of the 3 sons of Noah.
Sareng timbul 70 bangsa di keturunan 3 putra.
And what did they do?
Sareng naon anu kumaranana pidamel?
They did not worship the true and living God.
Marana tinyembah ka Allah nu bener.
They began to follow their own ways.
Marana mimiti ngirengan cara-cara marana sorangan.
So God narrowed it down to a chosen people, Israel.
Janten Allah ngawatesan meh jadi hiji bangsa pilihan Israel.
Through whom he then would reveal his plan of salvation, his covenant to a world.
Langkungan samantena nunjukkeun rancangan kasalametanana perjanjianana ka dunya.
But what happened to Israel?
Tapi naon ka jantenan ka Israel?
They didn't follow.
Marana teu hoyong ngiringan.
In fact, at one point there were only 7,000 that had not bowed their knee to the Baal gods.
Fakta ka hiji sisi mung 7,000 jalmi nu teu hormat jeung ka dewa Al, ka dewa Baal.
There was an Israel within Israel.
Aya saurang Israel di lebet Israel.
A righteous remnant.
Sesanu sanes.
But even within that remnant.
Tapi aya di lebet sesana eta.
Sin, rebellion was present.
Dosa ngabrontak.
And so it is that God promised that out of that righteous remnant would come a deliverer one day.
Nya kitu Allah ngajanjikeun yang di antara sesaan leres hiji dinten baris datang saurang nu ngabebaskeun.
A righteous servant who would fully do the will of God.
Urang budak nu leres nu sapinuhna bade ngalaksanakeun kahoyong Allah.
And so the Old Testament narrows down to a promised deliverer.
Sareng saproses perjanjian lawas dialitan janten saurang pembebas nu dijanjikeun.
One who would fully do the will of God.
Saurang nu sapinuhna ngalaksanakeun kahoyong Allah.
And reverse the whole process.
Sareng malikeun deui sadaya prosesna.
That's kind of a brief overview of the Old Covenant.
Ieu pangulangan singkat perjanjian ulawas.
Have you read the Old Testament?
Nah, saderek parantos ngaos perjanjian lawas?
It kind of gets depressing at times, doesn't it?
Nah, kadang-kadang ada mal depresi.
Will God's people ever learn to do it His way?
Natiasa umat Allah diajar ngalaksanakeun jalanna?
Or will they always insist on doing it their way?
Atanapi maranehna sok nuntut kanggo ngiringan jalan manehna sorangan.
The same question we ask about our kids.
Eta patarosan nu sami nu diajukeun ka barudak urang.
It's the same question our parents asked about us.
Eta patarosan nu sami nu sepuh ajukeun ka urang.
What's the answer?
Naon waranana?
Well, it's not by external rules.
Eta sanes ngalangkungan peraturan-peraturan di luar.
It's got to come from inside.
Ieu kedah dongkap ti lebet.
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
Urang tingali Yeremia pasal 31.
And look at verses 31 through 33.
Ayatna 31 jeung 33.
Where it speaks of the new covenant.
Nyarioskeun ngeunaan perjanjian anyar.
Jeremiah 31:31.
Yeremia 31 ayat 31.
The prophet Jeremiah writes to his people, to God's people.
Nuliskeun ka umatna.
The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
Salarasan baris dongkap dina waktosna nya kitu dawuhan Allah kami baris ngayakeun perjanjian anyar sareng kaum Israel sareng kaum Yehuda.
It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord.
Perjanjian utusku kami diayakan jeung karuhun marane dina waktu kami ngaluarkeun maranehanna ti Mesir. Perjanjian kami geus kumaranehna diikrarkeun ku kami jan tentuanan gaduh ka wasaluhureun maraneh nya kitu deui dawuhan Allah.
Now listen to this verse.
Ayeuna dangukeun ayat ieu.
This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people.
Tapi kieu perjanjian ku kami diayakeun ku kaum Israel sapertos waktu eta nya kitu dawuhan Allah. Kami baris neundeun Taurat kami dina batin maranehanna anu dituliskeun di hatena. Ku kituna kami barisnya Allah maranehanna baris dari umat kami.
A marvelous miracle is going to take place with a new covenant.
Hiji mujizat nu luar biasa kajantenan ngalangkungan hiji perjanjian nu engal.
Instead of being out here and telling me what I have to do,
batan cicing di luar sareng masihan terang abdi naon anu kedah abdi pidamal.
It's going to be in here in my heart and mind, and it'll show me what I want to do.
Bakal aya di dieu di lebet hate sareng pikiran sareng nunjukeun ka abdi naon anu kedah di pidamal ku abdi.
I'm reminded of the little boy who was in a church meeting.
Abdi emut ka budak pameget alit anu dongkap dina ibadah.
And he constantly would stand up on the chair where he was seated.
Terang anjeuna teras ngadeg di kursi di mana anjeuna calik.
And his mother would make him sit down.
Terang ibuna nyaris miwarang anjeuna calik.
And the moment she took her hands off of him, he'd stand back up.
Terang pas ibuna ngaleupaskeun cepenganana anjeuna bade nangtung deui.
And it was very disturbing to the people around them.
Ieu ngaganggu pisan jalmi-jalmi nu calik di sabuderenana.
She pulled him down again.
Anjeuna narik manehna turun deui.
He would pop up again.
Anjeuna bade nangtung deui.
Finally, she said, I know what I'm going to do.
Akhirna si ibunya rios abdi terang naon anuk baris di pidama.
If you do that one more time, I'm going to sit on you.
Bami anjeun ngalakukeun sakali deui abdi baris calik dina
perjanjian. Sure did, he jumped up again.
Tarang tos pasti anjeuna ngalakukeunana deui.
She made him sit down and then she sat on him.
Anjeuna miwarang calik ka anjeuna sareng anjeuna calik di kursina.
And a little voice came from behind the mama saying,
Terang hiji suara ti pengker ibuna nyarios.
I'm sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside.
Abdi calik di luar, tapi abdi ngadeg di lebet.
See, the new covenant now is going to make us sit down on the inside.
Mangatingali perjanjian anyar ayeuna anu baris pidamel, urang calik di lebet.
We're going to love and serve God because we want to, not because we have
urang
to.
Urang bade mikanya sareng ngalayani Allah kumargi urang hoyong sanes kalantaran urang kada.
That's what the new covenant is about.
Nya ieu eusi perjanjian anyar.
And so it is that we will see then the new covenant will begin to gain back lost territory.
Canangnya kitu deui baris ningali yen perjanjian anyar baris ngingkeun deui wilayah
dunya. Focus on Jesus Christ.
Ieu baris fokus ka Yesus Kristus.
And through his powerful working in salvation.
Terang ngalangkungan kawasana anu didamel dina kasalametan.
And the working of the Holy Spirit to take that salvation and apply it to our lives.
Terang padamel Roh Kudus kanggo nyanda kasalametan sareng narapkeunana dina hirup urang.
We will see how God now begins to push back that darkness that had come upon the world.
Urang bakal ningali kumaha Allah ayeuna ngawitkeun ngadorong deui poek dina datang ka dunya.
And the good news of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ will begin in a very small country and will spread to an entire world.
Tarang beja kasalametan ngalangkungan iman ka Yesus Kristus bari ngawitan di nagri nu alit pisan sareng baris nyebar ka sakuliah dunya.
Now, let me use another chart.
Ayeuna abdi baris ngangge grafik nu sanes.
What I've been saying is that the foundation of the New Testament.
Naon anu porantos ku abdi dicarioskeun nyaeta yen dasar tina perjanjian anyar.
Is the Old Testament.
Nyaeta perjanjian lawas.
The New Covenant.
Perjanjian anyar.
Is built on the Old Covenant.
Dibangun di luhureun perjanjian lawas.
The Jewish Hebrew Scriptures are the foundation of the New Testament.
Ayat-ayat kitab Ibrani urang Yahudi teh nyaeta di perjanjian anyar.
That's why I've taken time to talk about this.
Nyata sababna abdi nyandak waktu sekang yang abah
dia. Now, the immediate background that gives rise to the New Testament is that period of time just before Jesus came.
Ayeuna latar nu baheula nu caket anu ngagugakeun perjanjian anyar nyaeta periode waktu sateuacana Yesus sumping.
There was a 400-year gap between the end of the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, and the beginning of the New.
Aya 400 tahun kasenjangan di antara akhir perjanjian lawas sareng diawitanana perjanjian anyar.
Let me talk a little bit about the immediate background that gave rise to the New Testament.
Mangga ku abdi diterangkeun sakedik ngeunaan latar nu baheula nu caket ngagugakeun perjanjian anyar.
It has to do with that period of time between the Old and New Testament.
Ieu kedah dilaksanakeun ngalangkungan periode waktos atanapis perjanjian lawas sareng perjanjian anyar.
Some have called this the 400 silent years.
Sabeura urang nyebutkeun 400 taun nu tiisin.
This comes out of the book of Amos in the Old Testament.
Ieu katingal ti kitab Amos dina perjanjian lawas.
Let's turn to the book of Amos chapter 8.
Buka kitab Amos pasal 8
and look at verses 11 and 12.
Tingali ayat 11 sareng 12.
There was a famine taking place in those 400 years.
Kajantenan bahaya kalaparan dina kurun waktu 400 tahun.
But listen what kind of a famine it was.
Tapi dangukeun kalaparan siga naon anu kajantenan.
Amos 8:11.
Amos 8 ayat 11.
The days are coming, declares the sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine throughout the land, not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord.
Talrasama waktosna bari sumping nyakitu dawuhan Allah. Kami bari ngadatangkeun kalaparan ka nagri ieu sanes kalaparan kana dahareun lain, kalaparan cai tapi karena dangukeun dawuhan Allah.
Men will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east searching for the word of the Lord and they will not find it.
Maranehna bari sumbara ti laut ka laut sareng ngajalajah ti utara ka timur kanggo neangan dawuhan Allah tapi teu kakengingan.
God had predicted through the prophet Amos that there would come a time when God would no longer speak through prophets.
Allah parantos ngaprediksikeun ngalangkungan Nabi Amos anu bakal datang waktos keur Allah teu ngandika deui ngalangkungan nabi-nabi.
It's like a parent saying to a child.
Ieu saperto sepuh anu nyarioskeun ka urang anakna.
I told you all I have to tell you, what more can I say?
Abdi atos nyarioskeun ka manehna sakabeh naon nu kudu dicarioskeun.
I have nothing more to say to you.
Layana naon deui nu ku kami ngomongkeun ka maneh.
Until you respond to what I've already told you.
Nabi ka maneh nganggap kana naon anu parantos carioskeun ku kami ka
maneh. And so there was this prophetic famine for 400 years.
Sarengnya kitu aya nubuatan kalaparan salami 400 taun.
It was very troubling.
Eta nyulitkeun pisan.
God's people had been taken away into captivity as a punishment for their idolatry.
Umat Allah ditahan selaku hiji hukuman kumargi nyembah berhala.
And a small number had then returned to the land of Palestine, humbled and repentant for their idolatry.
Sareng sakedik jalmi nu teras uih ka Palestina ngarendahkeun diri sareng tobat tina nyembah berhalana.
For a number of years, they had two or three prophets.
Dalam memang tahun-tahun maranehna ngagaduhan dua atau lebih tilu
nabi. The last three books of the Old Testament.
Dina kitab-kitab akhir perjanjian lawas.
Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
Haggai, Zakaria, sareng Maleaki.
But then suddenly, the prophetic word ceased.
Tapi terus ujug-ujug cariosan buatan liren.
We don't hear God.
Urang teu ngadangu sonten Allah.
Ah, but they had his word.
Tapi maranehna ngagaduhan dawuhanna.
But they had no living prophet.
Tapi maranehna teu gaduh nabi nu hirup.
Furthermore,
leuwih jauh deui,
the problem was that not only did it seem God was not talking, it seemed like he wasn't doing anything.
Masalahna sanes mung jigana Allah teu nyarios jigana mantenna teu ngalakukeun naon deui.
Where is his promised kingdom after the line of King David?
Di mana janjina nu bari sumping kerajaan dina garis keturunan Raja Daud?
That too had been predicted.
Ieu parantos diprediksikeun.
That Israel would live many days without a king and without a prince.
In bangsa Israel bakal hirup lami bari jeung teu aya raja sareng saurang pangeran.
That's found in the book of Hosea.
Ieu teh kapendak dina kitab Hosea.
And so it was. It seemed God was not talking.
Karena kita ketinggali Allah dengan Ika.
God was not delivering His people.
Allah tengah dugikan kaumatna.
What are we to do?
Janten nau nu kedah kurang pidamal.
So God's people went back to the law of Moses.
Janten umat Allah uideui kana hukum Musa.
The books of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Kitab-kitab Kejadian, Keluaran, Imamat, Bilangan, sareng Pamindo.
And they studied those.
Sareng maranehna nalah kitab-kitab eta.
So if God's not talking to us now.
Janten ubami Allah tengah di ka kaurang dina deung
ieu. Let's pay attention to what He said in the past.
Mangga urang ningali naon nu kumantenna jaroskeun di jaman kapungkur.
It's out of that background that we have the coming of Christ.
Ieu teh di luar latar nu heubeul nu kantos dipigaduh ku urang ngeunaan kasumpinganna Yesus.
Turn with me to a very interesting book in the New Testament.
Mangga urang tingali sareangan dina kitab anu matak resep dina Perjanjian Anyar.
It's in the book of Galatians chapter 4 verse 4.
Galatia pasal 4 ayat 4 tugi ka 5.
Galatians 4:4.
Galatia 4 ayat 4 tugi ka 5.
But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
Tanggeus cunduk kana waktuna Allah ngutus putrana nu dilahirkeun ku hiji istri sarta karek hukum Toret, diutusna teh sanggeusna ngajait sakur nu kababa ku hukum Toret supaya bisa diangkat jadi putrana.
At just the right time, in the fullness of time, God sent His Son.
Terang waktos nu leres nyaeta waktos nu tos cunduk Allah ngirim putrana.
It was the right time in terms of the religious situation.
Ieu teh waktos nu pas dina situasi agama waktos eta.
The burden of keeping the law of Moses became so great that most people in Israel gave up.
Momotan kanggo nurut kana hukum Musa janten karaos berat nepisan seurna jalmi Israel teu murtos mundur.
It was an external law.
Ieu teh hukum lahiriah.
Telling them what to do.
Nyarioskeun gambaranna naon nu kedah dipidama.
In fact, there were 614 laws in the books of Moses.
Faktana aya 614 hukum dina kitab Musa.
Who could ever remember them, let alone keep them?
Kanu pernah ngemut hal eta taat nyali salira.
There was a terrible burden of what is called legalism.
Aya momotan anu pikasieuneun kana naon anu disebut legalisme.
Keeping all the rules.
Taat kana sagala peraturan.
A heavy, unbearable burden.
Iji momotan nu beurat teu katahan.
Furthermore, the temple had been destroyed.
Leuwih jauh deui bait Allah parantos dihancurkeun.
Many Jews now were living scattered in the nations.
Jadi orang Yahudi ayeuna nyebar di antara bangsa-bangsa.
They now had contact with other Gentile nations.
Maranehna ayeuna gaduh hubungan sareng bangsa-bangsa kafir.
And so when the good news of a gospel of grace came,
karena kitu beja bunga ngeunaan Injil anugerah dugi.
It came to many of these Jewish communities scattered throughout the Mediterranean world.
Injil eta dugi ka kumpulan-kumpulan Yahudi nu nyebar di kawasan Laut Tengah.
There was a ready-made audience scattered throughout the Roman Empire.
Aya nu ngadarangu nu siap nyebar ka sadaya kerajaan Romawi.
Waiting to hear a word of relief and grace.
Ngantosan kanggo ngadangu beja nu matak lega sareng anugerah.
Culturally the world was prepared. It was the right time.
Mungkin adat budaya dunia disiapkan, ieu teh waktos nu sae.
The Roman Empire had been united by one language, the Greek language.
Kerajaan Romawi bahasana parantos dihijikeun jadi bahasa Yunani.
Do you know that the Apostle Paul didn't have to do what we're doing?
Nah, sadar terang yang Rasul Paulus teu kedah ngalakukeun naon nu pikahoyong pidama.
He seldom went through an interpreter.
Anjeunna jarang nganggo saurang anu teu terjemah. Anjeunna nyaros dina basa Yunani. Tatiap urang nyaros dina basa Yunani.
It made the spread of the gospel much easier.
Kita ngadamel penyebaran Injil jauh langkung gampang.
Not only was there one language, there also was a transportation system with Roman roads going throughout that Mediterranean world.
Temung hiji bahasa oge aya sistem transportasi ku jalan-jalan kerajaan Romawi di sakulia Laut Tengah.
So Jesus was born at the right time in terms of the culture.
Yesus dibabarkeun dina waktos nu pas numutkeun budaya baheula.
He was born at the right time in terms of the political situation.
Anjeunna dibabarkeun dina waktos nu pas numutkeun situasi politik.
When Jesus was born, it was one of the few times in history there was peace.
Waktos Yesus dibabarkeun nyaeta sakedik waktos lebet sajarah di mana aya kakertaan.
It was called the Roman peace.
Eta disebut kakertaan Romawi.
Not only did they have peace, they also declared what religions were legal and illegal to practice in the Roman Empire.
Temung maranena ngagaduhan kerta maranena ngumumkeun agama anu sah secara hukum sareng agama anu dilarang di kerajaan Romawi.
And the Jewish faith was one of the legal religions that you could practice.
Sareng karaja kapercayaan urang Yahudi nyaeta salah saji agama anu sah.
And so Christianity was viewed as a Jewish faith.
Sarengnya kitu kekristenan ditingali selaku kepercayaan Yahudi.
Because the earliest believers in Jesus Christ were all Jewish.
Kumargi jalmi-jalmi percanten nungawitan dina Yesus Kristus sadayana urang Yahudi.
New faith in Jesus Christ came under the legal covering of the Roman government.
Dan kepercayaan engal dilebet Yesus Kristus di hadap payung hukum pemerintah Romawi.
And that protection gave the early church breathing room to grow and develop.
Sareng perlindungan eta ngadamel gereja anu ngawitan nginginkeun rohangan anu lega kanggo tumuwuh sareng berkembang.
You see how Jesus was born at the right time?
Rek ningali kumaha Yesus dibabarkeun dina waktos nu pas.
Now we really don't fully understand the right time just from our limited perspective.
Ayeuna maranehna teu sapinuhna ngartos kana waktos nu pas. Upami nganggo cara pikir anu sakedik.
Only God fully understands that.
Mung Allah anu sapinuhna ngartos saleta.
But we can see from our side of things that it was a very opportune moment.
Tapi urang tiasa ningali ti sisi nu sanes urang nyaeta kada waktos anu masihan peluang pisan.
The rapid spread of the gospel to a very receptive, prepared people.
Tong nyebarkeun Injil secara enggal ka jalmi-jalmi nu parantos siap nu parantos terbuka pisan.
And as we conclude our first session, I want to talk now about briefly how we're going to proceed.
Sareng sawatara urang nyimpulkeun sesi anu kahiji urang had abdi bade ngabahas secara singkat ngeunaan kumaha.
We talked about the nature of the Bible as the word of God and the words of men.
Urang parantos nyarioskeun ngeunaan sifat kitab suci salaku dawuhan Allah sareng cariosan manusia.
Written for the purpose of making us wise unto salvation through faith in Christ and equipping us for every good work.
Ditulis kanggo tujuan medamel urang terengenan kaselamatan ngalangkungan iman di lebet Kristus sareng kalengkepan urang kanggo setiap padamelan usai.
The word of God in the words of men tells us about God's agreement.
Perdawuhan Allah sadayana nyaroskeun manusia masihan terang ka urang ngeunaan perjanjian Allah.
To be our God and we his people.
Janten Allah urang sareng urang nyaeta umatna.
And that he deeply desires to live with us.
Yen anjeunna hoyong pisan hirup sareng urang.
That's the foundation of the New Testament, New Covenant.
Ieu teh dasar perjanjian anyar.
The Old Covenant.
Perjanjian ulawas.
God is now going to do a new thing.
Sareng Allah bakal ngalaksanakeun hiji hal nu anyar.
New Covenant in the heart and the mind.
Hiji perjanjian nu anyar di lebet hate sareng pikiran.
That we will love God because we want to, not because we have to.
In urang bakal mikaasi Allah kumargi urang hoyong sanes pedah ter urang kedah.
And he introduces his son Jesus Christ at just the right time in human history.
Sareng mantenna ngenalkeun putrana Yesus Kristus dina waktos nu pas di lebet sejarah manusia.
And the story of his son Jesus Christ is found in the New Testament.
Sareng carita ngenaan putrana Yesus Kristus dikangingkeun di lebet perjanjian anyar.
And we're going to use this chart as we proceed session by session to put on here these 27 books of the New Covenant.
Urang baris ngangge grafik ieu sawatara urang neruskeun sesi nu ka sesi kanggo ngalebetkeun di 27
kitab. We'll discover that there are five historical books that tell us the story of Jesus.
Urang baris ngingkeun yen aya 5 kitab sejarah nu nyarioskeun urang nyaritakeun Yesus.
And then a book that tells us the story of the new church of the early church.
Sareng hiji buku nu masihan terang urang ngeunaan carita gereja nu ngawitan.
Then built on these five books are 21 letters that were written to believers.
Lajeng diwangun di luhur 5 buku nyaeta 21 sarta ditulis ku jalma-jalma percaya.
And it all comes to a very dramatic climax in the one prophetic book called the Book of Revelation.
Akhir klimakna nu dramatis pisan nyaeta disebat Kitab Wahyu.
This is just the beginning.
Kita nembe ngawitan.
in preparation for what God has in mind eternally for us.
Inanyapkeun naon nu aya di lebet pikiran Allah kanggo urang secara langgeng.
When we will know him as our God.
Waktos urang wanoh mantena salaku Allah urang.
In fullness.
Di lebet kapenuhan.
We will be his people in perfection.
Urang baris jadi umatna di lebet kasampurnaan.
And we will not only live with him.
Sareng urang teumung mirip sareng mantena.
We shall see him face to face.
Urang baris ningali mantena langsung.
Welcome to a panorama and a survey of the new covenant.
Jeung sumping dina hiji pemandangan sareng telaah perjanjian anyar.
Amen.
Amin.